Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we're in God's Word. Psalm 119, verse number 74. We read, "They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word." Earlier in the psalm, he talked about the companions, those that had like heart, like mind. And isn't it so exciting when we meet other brothers and sisters who love the Lord, and there's gladness in our hearts for them because we know that they're experiencing the same joy, the same hope within their lives as we are. As the psalmist says, "I'm so glad when they see me and when I see them because I have hoped in thy word." See, the psalmist's life hoped in God's word, and truly it was his motivation. You see, God's promises were his future as he laid a solid hope in it. The word hope, yakai in the Hebrew, simply means to wait, to hope, to expect. You see, God's promises were to the psalmist. It spoke of his future as he laid his hope in the solid hope of God's word. The scripture is quite clear that the ungodly really have not any hope, as we will find described for us in these next few verses. In fact, I thought we'd take some time today to look at some of the verses, what the Bible speaks about the hope that not only we have, but first of all, those who don't know the Lord. It tells us in the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 13, he says, "So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrites' hope shall perish. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the goats." And finally, in Job chapter 27, verse 8, he says, "For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he hath gain, when God taketh away his soul?" And so we see that the sadness of the wicked, how they truly don't have a sure hope, a sure foundation. Finally, Paul speaks on this also in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. He says that in time you were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope with God in this world. What a tragic thing it is not to have hope. You might say to me, "Pastor Terry, how can I have that hope? How can I have real hope?" Well, it always starts at the beginning. In the beginning, Jesus said, "Repent and believe the gospel." And maybe this day you're feeling hopeless, and I would encourage you to turn. That's what repentance is to turn from your ways and thinking upon your thoughts or what's been influencing you that's been keeping you from God, and turn to the Lord and believe the gospel. Otherwise, believe the good news that salvation can come to us by grace. It's freely been given to us, and all we need is simply to do is believe in the goodness that God has for us, the goodness that's found in the person of Jesus Christ. But the opposite of these who have put their faith in God and chose to follow him, they have every reason to hope. In fact, we're exhorted to be encouraged and to be strengthened because we have hope in him. We'll read a few of these verses. In Psalm 31, verse 24, we read, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. We are told that those that hope in God, that the Lord watches over them. In Psalm 33, verse 18, he says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon that hope in his mercies." Oh, isn't that a beautiful thought today? That God is watching over you, that God sees you, and he's there to help you and to care for you. Because the Lord is our part, we have hope, as we're told in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24. It says, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. It is good that man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." You know, I don't know where you're at. Maybe this day you need help. Maybe you're in a troubling spot. Maybe the waters are stirred up around you. Let's take what it tells us there in Lamentation. He says, the Lord's my portion, says my soul. Otherwise, he was speaking to his soul. He was reminding him of the truth of God's word. He says, therefore will I hope in him. It is good that man should both hope and then secondly, quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The scripture in telling us that our salvation is built on a hope in God's word. And in Romans 8, verse number 24, it says, for we are saved by hope. But our hope that is seen is not hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? Otherwise, he's saying our salvation is saved by hope because one day we're going to see that hope realized as we see our Lord and Savior come back and receive us unto himself. Praise the Lord. That's a true, marvelous hope, isn't it? We are also told that the writer of the scriptures that we're reading, that they truly might have hope also. And it says in Romans 15, verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of scriptures might have hope. Otherwise, he's saying, if you're taking time, which we should be, to read the Bible from Genesis through Revelation, we'll see the story of God and the unfaithfulness of man and the mistakes that man make. And then we'll see the faithfulness of God in extending his love towards us to give us opportunities in how he deals with man. And that's going to give us hope as we study God's word. I would encourage you, if you haven't started on a daily reading program where you just take your time yourself through the Bible, you know, don't wait for us pastors to do it. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you daily. And as you're reading God's word, it's going to bring hope to your life. In Romans 15, verse 13, we read, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that beautiful? God wants you to abound in hope. He wants you to know the power of the Holy Spirit within your lives. And if Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what the hope of your calling and what the riches of his glory and inheritance in the saints. We're exhorted in scriptures that we should be looking for this hope, the hope of the return of Jesus Christ, that your eyes and your understanding would be enlightened. In Titus chapter 2, verse 13, it simply says, looking for that blessed hope, looking for that blessed hope, looking for Jesus and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Is that hope filling your heart this day? Knowing that though we're in this world, we're not of it, that we're passing through, and then there is a day, even as John writes in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, where he writes, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, where we shall see him as he is. In the book of Titus, it says that we should be looking for the blessed hope. And it's my prayer that we are looking. And then finally, we find in scriptures that our hope is not a dead hope. It's not something that we're wishing or maybe it might happen, but rather it's a living hope. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. We read, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto, listen to this, unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, victorious over sin and death, that should ring within our hearts to give us a living hope for this day and for our future. And so I just pray that we would, as we study God's word, that God's word would ring within our hearts the truth of his word and bring us hope even this day. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.